Today's shiur of Mishnah Brura Yoimi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And we are up to Siman Shin Mem. Siman Shin Mem. And the title of this Siman is Kama Dinin Midvarim Asurim B'Shabbos Kein Kolos Me'avos. This is going to be a whole spread of different halachos relating to the different toldos and avos malachos. Here we go. Aleph. Aser lito sa'aro o tziparnav bein biyad bein bakli bein la'atzmo bein lacherim. It is aser to go ahead and to pull out one's hair or pull off one's nails. Bein biyad, whether you do it with your hand or whether you do it with a kli, like a scissor. Bein la'atzmo, bein lacher, whether you're doing it for yourself, or you're doing it for someone else. Aleph, Mr. Brura, bein biyad, v'hu adin b'shinav. The same would apply if one bites his nails. That would also, or bites off his hair. That would be usher. Beis, bein b'kli, or if it was done with a kli. After ha-mechaber hishveyad l'kli, says even though the mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch went ahead and compared pulling out one's hair or fingers, and he made a comparison between the hand and a kli, let's say, and a scissor. Hu rak li surah. That's only in terms of it being usser. But it's still kilachayat, right? It's still not normal to go ahead and pull off your fingers. It's like to pull off your fingernails with your fingers. Okay? So it's going to be usser, the bekulan yesh isser. Aval inin chiyuva, or the second being chayiv, yesh chiluk beinehen. There is a difference. The biyad potter, the yad, it's usher, but it's potter. You're not going to be chayiv, skilo or chatos, right? The yad potter b'chogami. When you do it with your hand, you're potter. She'ein derech geziza b'kach b'chol, because this is not the normative way of giving yourself a haircut or giving yourself a nail clipping with your hands. Ubekli chayiv b'chol gavni. Kli, you're chayiv no matter what, because that's the way you go ahead and cut your fingernails, you cut your hair, and it is a tahavala tolda de goizes, right? Clipping your nails and cutting your hair is a tolda of an av malacha of gozes, shearing, umashakasa of acharkach. And what we see afterwards going on, de chayiv al shtei saros, that you're only going to be chayiv when you cut off at least two hairs, so that's hudafka b'kli. Talking about specifically with a kli, because if you do it with your hand, two hairs, that would still be pater aval aser. Now, it's interesting, he doesn't address here, right, biting your nails with your teeth. Are you chayim for that? Doesn't, right? So, pashtus, it's not the normative way, but I was just thinking, like, to nowadays, you see it's so, I got to ask a Shiloh about this, I'll speak to the Paisek, but nowadays, it's so rampant, people bite their nails, maybe that's the normal way of cutting your nails. All right, but anyway, pashtus, it's pater aval aser, definitely, you know, without asking any Shiloh about a different, you know, way bismah hazeh, right? L'chayra, biting your nails is like biting out, like no one's going to say, if you bite off your hair, you bite off someone's hair, and that's normative haircuts, okay? But I can see your nails, biting your nails might be like a cleat. Again, I didn't see anything in the deer shoe on this, but I'd definitely like to check it out and see if there's anyone who holds it might be actually a dairaisa, okay? Let's move on. Gimel, v'chayiv, al shtei sarois, because that's the Shulchan Aruch. V'chayiv al shtei sarois. You only chayiv when you do a geziza, a gezez of the shear. And the shear is two hairs, minimally two hairs. But he says, u'melake levanos mitoch shchoros, but if you go ahead and you pull off a white hair from in between what? Black hairs, then afilu ba'achas chayiv. Then you'll be chayiv for even one, because as we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura, you're makbid when you have, let's say, white hair, and you have, let's say, you look at me, I got some white hair, I got white hair in between black hairs, so you pull it out. Why? Because I want to look young. And therefore, there's a chashivus in the pulling out of one hair when you're pulling out a white hair from within black hairs. In other words, when you just have all the same color hair and you pull out a hair, that doesn't have a chashivus to it unless you have two hairs. But when you're pulling out a white hair from within black hairs, that has its own chashivus in the fact that it's being pulled out from the other hairs and makes you look young. And then he goes on, famous halacha, the davar zeh afilu bechol aser, and this is even aser during the weekday. Why? To pull out a white hair from black hairs? Mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to wear women's clothing. Where's the clothing? It means you can't, do activities to your body, even external things like wearing clothes, but even going ahead and pulling out one's hair, a white hair, to make yourself beautiful and pretty. That's a woman-like activity, and it's part of the lav of lo yilbash gever simlas isha bayein le'el, so simon shin gimel din srika vechafifa. He says, and check out earlier the end of simon shin gimel, the lachas of combing, brushing one's hair, scrubbing one's hair, and things like that. Ayein shum, got the old tests too. Let's look on sif katan gimel vechayev al shtei saros. The Seir Echad, what happens if you go ahead and you pull out one hair? Yeshbo Isura Dairaisa. That is an Isser Dairaisa. Kimo, you might not be Chayiv, but it's still an Isser Dairaisa. Like Kol Chatzi Shir. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and Chatzi Shir is Aser Minat Taira. So like Kol Chatzi Shir shall call Isurim. Vechein Hadin, the same would be Bechol Melachal Shabbos. Lo Ba'inan Behu Shir. The shear is not le'inyan isser d'oraisa, ela le'inyan chiyuv chatas. Whenever it's a halacha in shear of a malacha, we're not talking here about chatzi malacha. The malacha is a full ma'isa malacha on less of a shear. Chatzi malacha is a whole different area. We get to Erevin and Hotzah. Let's say someone does an akira and the other one does a hanacha. Right? That's chatzi malacha. Or someone does shtei amos, which is the rabbi, and then one takes the other two. That's not chatzi shir. That's chatzi malacha. This is talking about you have the shir. So you don't have the shir, but you have the ma'isa malacha. You cut a hair. You just didn't do the full amount, namely two hairs. That's chatzi shir, and it's also min haTorah, but you're not chayim chatas until you do the shir of the malacha. U'le'inyan etilas parnayim. What about what cutting fingernails? Because of Eliyahu Rabba, there has nothing to do with it. One or two. Afilo al tzibor nechad, one fingernail, you're going to be chayyim. V'chein, muchach le'el b'simen shinchav ches, sif lamed aleph. Then he goes, v'isha sheshachacha li'tal tzibor nayim. What happens to a woman who is a nida, was a nida, and now has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and she forgot to cut her fingernails, and that's a chatzitza. So the issue is, what's the chatzitza? The chatzitza is not the fingernails. The chatzitza is the junk in the fingernails. So she has to cut her fingernails in order to not have the chatzitza with the junk in the fingernails. Okay? So, what do? So, Isha Shashachal Litol Atziparnayim Mi'erev Shabbos. She forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos. Ve'erat Tvila Sabbat El Shabbos. And her night of Tvila for Nida is on the night of Friday night of Shabbos. Masik HaMagad Avram, what should she do? Tomar Le'ove Gilulim. She should get a guy. Ooh, painful. Litol Biyad. To pull off her nails, with his hand. Why? Because then it will be havi shvus de shvus b'makay mitzvah. It will be a shvus de shvus b'makay mitzvah. Then efshar biyad. Let's say it can't be done biyad because the woman's going to freak out. Okay, which will probably happen today. Okay, imagine like someone pulling off your fingernail with their fingers. Okay, mutter al yado. It's going to be permissible for the non-Jew to do it. Afilu bikli. So here we, what the heter for this, we'll discuss, we'll probably see tomorrow, but this seems to be, you're allowing a guy to do a malacha d'iraisa for the mitzvah of going to the mikvah, which not so poshut. Remember, not every, we don't hold that a regular, a shvus is going to be okay the makom mitzvah. You need a shvus to shvus the makom mitzvah. But anyway, he says here, he paskins an eif shabiyad, This halacha mutter al yado afilu bekli. Vim eino begilu. Let's say you can't find a guy. Nevesh yeshu smoch b'shatat chak. So then, what could you do? Shatat chak. Rely on al anikur shetidaker tachas atziporin. You can rely on cleaning under the fingernails, which is a bidyavid. Uvavad, but this is uvavad. Shetayayin hetev. You have to be very careful and check very well. Shelo biyayeh bo shum tinuf. That there's no gook in between the fingernails, otherwise it'll be a chatzitza, and that's bad news. Okay? Sifkat on Dalid. Afilu ba'achas chayim, we're talking about being malakeh levanos mitoch shchoros. And that time why? We shouldn't afilu ba'achas makvid, because even one is makvid on having there. Shelo yeh nirek is okay. So he shouldn't look like an old Giza. Lakach chashiv malacha. Therefore, it's considered malacha when he pulls out one white hair from the black hair. With Tosefta, he said, Tosefta, we see, Duhu adim malakeh chchoros mitoch levonos. So the same thing would be if you take out a black hair from within white hairs. And the Be'er Halacha talks about the following. Is it dafka when you have one white hair in between a lot of black hairs? What if you have like four white hairs in a bunch of black, like a little batch of white hairs within my other, surrounded by black hairs, and you pull out one white hair. Okay, so you pull out one white hair from within black hairs around it, but it's not just one white hair within it. So he brings down possibilities, and he quotes at the end of Beis Yosef, who says that would be you'd be chayiv for one hair there as well, even one white hair out of a couple of white hairs that are in the face or in the head would also be. Would also be malacha de'iraisa, and you'd be chayiv for that. They also, the poskim also bring up the following. What about the issue of? Oh, let's go on to the next halacha. They go like this. So, but what about on the chol? What about on the weekday? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yilbash shederech hanoshim lahakbid al zeh lehisnos, because it's the derech of noshim to be makbid on like looking all pretty. Vatanavari mixas, and he goes on and he says, I'm now going to spell out the dinim amalechas gziza, which we'll leave for tomorrow because we're already in the middle of tomorrow's amud. We're way ahead over here, but just I'll bring up one other issue here, and that is as follows: that what about the issue of Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha? So the poskim bring up the following issue, and that is, what happens if you have white hair and you dye it? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya says that dyeing your hair, even one hair, is going to be, you're going to be over Lo Yilbash. You're not allowed to dye your hair. Okay, and the place can then get into, which we're not going to get into, what about Stam guys draying around with their hair and dyeing their hair different colors and all that kind of stuff. Not so push it in terms of Isure Doraisa. And I'm not going to get into different types of haircuts. You already, there are lachas in Makos and things like that, which again, we're not going to get into. Now, what about the issue of one hair from within black hairs? So the poskim say that there, even if you do it biyad, it would be you'd be chayim. We said you don't want to be chayim, so you'd be kli, right? But they say here we be yad. Why? Because that's the derech of plucking out a hair from within other hairs is not with a scissor; it's with your hand. So then you'd be chayim for plucking out a hair with your hand. That's the way you'd be, that's the derech that you would pluck it out. Bechol ad kan velo yoser. Tomorrow we'll get into the actual details, and we're going to see this coming up in the next siman for the rest of this of the lachas here in Mishnah Berurah in Shabbos. He's going to try to be mashlim a lot of the halachos that might have not been covered fully by the Shulchan Aruch. That's why he gets into. He says, right now I'm going to get into the Prate Dinim of Goizes, and that we'll see tomorrow. Ad Kan.